ABC Radio Australia.
We go to Palau now, where baseball might be the most popular sport at the Pacific Mini Games. However, basketball is not far behind. But it's not the traditional game being played right now in Palau. It's the smaller format, the 3x3, which only allows teams to field three players on the court at one time. Not surprisingly, regional rivalries, particularly among the Micronesian nations, are strong. But as Palau women's player Tomoe Sungino told Kyle Evans, this year there is something extra to play for.
The teams that win the final game, or let's say the gold medal game, will qualify directly into the World Cup. Throughout the whole tournament, there's 12 teams, and they're split into two conferences, Oceania 1 and Oceania 2. And then within those conferences, there's six teams. And then each day, they're split into three for two pools within each conference, and they'll play each other during the day. At the end of each day, there's a final. They're basically just mini tournaments. At the end, whoever wins is basically the winner of the whole Oceania because they completed each stop.
Yeah, interesting. So it sounds like it's almost a bit of an endurance-based game because you play so often. Does that make it harder or easier than the traditional basketball format, do you think?
3x3 is definitely a very fast-paced game compared to 5x5, where you have more teammates to play with and rely on. It can be very mentally and physically exhausting.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, Guam and Fiji are typically the dominant teams in traditional basketball. That was definitely the case at the Pacific Games in 2023, which I attended. Is that the case in 3x3 as well?
Guam and Fiji are very strong teams, but as I said, 3x3 is a very fast-paced game and anything can happen. Personally, I think like 3x3 is height is not very... height is not so much as an advantage. Palau men's team is putting on a show and upsetting Fiji.
What about the women? How have you guys gone?
This tournament it does have an age restriction. It was implemented very last minute. So a lot of the girls that were already trying out in the beginning weren't able to qualify because they were still underage. So our team is a very premature last minute team. I was flying in from Australia. Another teammate of mine came in from Taiwan. So we only had like 2 weeks to practice with each other, and that's not a lot of time.
No.
So we're still kind of getting our groove and establishing that team chemistry that we don't have yet. We did win a game yesterday, but a lot more games to play.
Palau does have a bit of an American influence, and I know baseball is very, very popular. Where does basketball stack up in terms of popularity in Palau?
I feel like basketball is also very popular, not as popular as baseball since it is our national sport. I think the running joke here is basketball is usually Palau and Guam. That's like a rivalry that has been going on. But it is pretty popular, but as of right now, there's not a lot of programs happening.
Why do you think that is? Is it like a lack of infrastructure or a lack of funding or just a lack of interest?
I think it'll start off as lack of funding from the Federation, and then that's lack of digs or people that can run the tournament or run events for the youth.
And just finally, before we go, you mentioned that the men were obviously doing well. Do you think they can win the tournament?
I believe in my men's team. They're playing really hard. They're hustling hard. They're working hard on defense, and they're making their shots. And three of them it's their first time as a national team with the experienced team captain, Jerry. And I think if they just keep playing the way they've been playing, then they can secure the win in our conference and then hopefully move on to the final game against whoever wins the Oceania 2 conference. As for the women, Fiji is a pretty strong team in the Oceania 1 conference. And then you got Tonga, the strongest in their conference too, with the back-to-back wins in the stop 1 and stop 2 finals. So I think those two teams are heading towards the end. But as I said, anything can happen in 3x3. A lot of upsets have been happening. So we'll just see how that goes.
Palau women's basketballer Tomoe Sungino speaking with Kyle Evans, and she will be back in action today for two games against PNG and Vanuatu before returning to the court again on Monday. Meanwhile, Tahiti remains atop the medal count with a commanding 75 medals, 43 of which are gold. Samoa are currently in second place with 31 medals.